We're on Chav Tes and Aleph and Brachos. We just mentioned Shmuel HaKatan, that Shmuel HaKatan made V'lam HaShinim, and then he forgot it. So the Gemara says, V'nechash Duma Hadarveh, maybe Shmuel HaKatan went back on himself, now he's an Apikoros. So Amar Abaye, Gemir Tavad Lavi Bisha, we have a Gemara. We have a tradition, says Abaye, good people don't become bad. V'lo, is that true? V'oksi, B'shu Tzadik Mitzkatsu, also Avel. In Echazku, when a Tzadik goes back from his Tzidkos and he does something evil, so clearly they do. Who Rosh Mekar, there was Rosh from his beginning. Avot Tzadik Mekar, if you start off as a Tzadik, you're never going to go bad. V'lo, you don't think that happens? What time we have a Mishnah? Time and Asachad Yom Asach. Don't believe in yourself till the day of death. Sure, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Shemish Bekunah Gadol, Shmonish Manah, Lubasov Nasat Tzedoki. Yochanan Kohen Gadol served as the Kohen Gadol for 80 years and then became a Tzeduki. So we see, he went bad. And Rabbi Yehu Yanei Hu Yochanan. He Yanei is Yochanan. So even though it was Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he was bad from the beginning because his original name was Yanei. Rava Amar Yanei Luchov Yochanan Luchov. No. They're two different people. Yanei is bad. Yanei was a Rosh Meikar of Yochanan Tzadik Meikaro. So Hanich Labai now makes sense according to Rabbi because he was originally bad. Rava Kasha, but according to Rava Takasha, because Yochanan was a Tzadik Meikaro, how could he go bad? According to what you said, above Rabbi said, "Give me a tablo Avi Bisha." So we say, Rava argues in Abaye. Abaye says that a tzaddik never goes bad. Rava says that tzaddik meikaro does go bad, and Shmuel HaKatan could go bad. Yochanan my law school, so why didn't they take Shmuel HaKatan down? Shani Shmuel HaKatan to Aschoba. Shmuel HaKatan was different because he started saying V'lam Malshinim. But that's only if you didn't start V'lam Malshinim, that's when you take the guy down. But if you started saying V'lam Malshinim, then you forgot the end of it, Gomra, let him finish it. And that's why they waited for Shmuel HaKatan to finish it. He just took a long time to do that. Two dots. Hani Shabbos Shavuot Kinegami. Why do we have 7 brachos on Shabbos Shemona Esrei? Amar Rechalaf Ben Shol Kinegad Shiva Kolosh Amar David Alamayim. Because there are 7 times where he says Kol inside the Mizmor about water. And Yaakov says that Mizmor Chavtes is about the Torah being given, which is on Shabbos, and that's the reason why this is Shayach over there. Hani Teshu Rosh Hashanah Kinegami. Why are there 9 brachos on Rosh Hashanah? Amar Revizim Ben Kartignin Kinegad Tishas Kodesh Amar Chana B'Tvilah. So there were 9 times that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name is mentioned by the Tvilah of Chana. The Mamar Rosh Hashanah Nifked Esor Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. So Rachel and Chana are all answered, and therefore, because we have that over there. Now, it's weird, because it actually wasn't the Tefillah of Chana, it's the Shira of Chana, of Perek Beis. We're calling it the Tefillah of Chana. So, either way, that's the reason why. Hani has from Barbara Tanisik and Amis. Why do we have 24 brachos and a tainis shmon esrei? Amar Rechabel can I get chav dan renanos from Shlomo b'shashu akwanim shehichnis anor the base kodesh kadoshim. When Shlomo Melech brought the anor into the kodesh kadoshim, he said a tefillah, and there were 24 times where it says the word rina, amida, tefillah, tchina, all those different types of words. So 24. So why don't we do that all day? The only time that Shlomo did 24 was on the day of Rachamim. That's why we do it during the day of Rachamim, not during normal. Normal times we have 18/19 brachos. 2 dots. In the middle lines, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Me'ein Shmonasri, you daven a shortened version of Shmonasri, Me'ein Shmonasri, what does that mean? Rav Ramein Kol Bracha Bracha, you do a shortened version of every single Bracha. Shmuel Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu, it's a special tefillah called Havinenu. Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu Ledas Torachecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us to understand your ways, that's Atachonin. Mozel Avinu Liyasecha. You should cut open our hearts to fear you. That's Hashivenu. Tislach lanu liyus geulim. Slach lanu en re'evi anyenu. Ruch genu machovenu. Keep us away from anything that might hurt us. That's obviously Baruch Rifayenu. Dashneinu v'nos artecha. Fatten us with the beauty of your land. That's Baruch Aleinu. Filsinim yabak techbetz. That's Marabak of Azaretz. That you should gather us from the 4 places. Va'atoyim al daitcha yishbotu. Judge the people that are messed up. That's the Mishpat. Gal Rashaim, Tanif Yerecha, put your hand upon the Rashaim. That's all Moshinim. Yismuch Tzadikim Bivini Yerecha. Yobetikun Hechalach B'tzmichas Karen L'David Avdecha. So the Tzadikim should be happy about Bivini Yerecha, the Tzal Tzadikim, the Lirushalayim, setting up your Hechal again, and the renewal of the pride of David Melech Avdecha. Abrichas Nerev Ben Yishai Mishichecha, that's as Samach. Tarim Nikwa Tosana, before we even call out, you answer us, Baruch HaTosham Shemet Tfilah. So that's a Havinenu is that version. That's the shortened version. Abaye used to curse people that did Havinenu. They said you were lazy. Why would you do that? You could daven Havinenu all day long, every day, says Shmuel, except Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Tov, because you have to say Havdalah by Chonin Adas, and Havdalah you can't do in Havinenu. So why not say it as a 4th bracha all on its own? Just do have Havinenu, and then add on Havdalah and another bracha. Milotan, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, bracha, Rabbi Yisrael, Vinatma. Doesn't Rabbi Kiva hold that Avdallah is its own separate bracha anyway? Rabbi Lazo, one about Adam. Rabbi Lazo, you say in modim, so you could just say it separately. Okay, that's what Rabbi Kiva said, but we don't do like Rabbi Kiva all year long. Now we're going to do like Rabbi Kiva. Why don't we do like Rabbi Kiva the rest of the year? Because there's 18 brachas of Shemona Asri, not 19. So to over here, there's 7 brachos of Shemona Esrei. We're not going to have 8, so we're not going to do like Rabbi Akiva. So Masum Marzurim, Nechol Mechla, Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu, Mavdo Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Why not just include it within Havineinu, Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu, HaMavdo Ben Kodesh L'Chol? Just put it right there. It's a kasha. The Rishonim answer that people could forget, and that's what we're going to get up to soon, and that's why we can't say it just like that, even though it's in the beginning. But there's a Rashba, Rizva, Pnei Yoshua. I'm Rabbi Barabai. Rabbi Barabai says by the 2 dots, 4 lines down to the big lines. All year long you can do Avineinu, but not in the winter, because you got to do Sein Tal Matzil Levracha. Why not put it in? Why not put it right inside? You might make a mistake. Isn't that an answer for Abdullah? Abdullah and Dasi might come to make a mistake. Because in the beginning of the tefillah, you're not really going to make that big of a mistake. Since it's in the middle of the tefillah, it's going to mess you up. Okay, so just say it in Shema Tefillah. Say it at the very end. If you forget, you didn't say in the second bracha, so then you have to repeat. You didn't say it, so don't repeat. Because you could finish it off in Shema Tefillah. Havdalah b'chon edas ma'asur nesom nishiyachalom ala kos. Havdalah and chon edas don't repeat because you could do it ala kos later. So why not say it over here? Why not do it in Shema Tefillah in such a way? Tall shiny. You're right. That's a mistake. We don't want you lechachila to say it in Shema Tefillah. So if you're doing Havineinu, we're not going to tell you lechachila to go ahead and put it b'sein tal matzil bracha toward the end, even though it'll help you remember. You're not going to mess up. Nonetheless, we're not going to tell you lechachila to do so. 2 dots. About 6 lines up in the bottom. Kufa. Amrei tanchom amrei yasi tall v'lochis gugvoshem b'tchias meitzim. If a guy makes a mistake and he doesn't say mashu rochem regash. And the second bracha machzirna, so we'll tell you to repeat. Shelo bracha shalom if you forgot. Saint Tom Matil Racha, machzirna, so we don't repeat. In Shiachalom or Vishmatfil, because you could say it in Shematfil, Havdallah Machon and Das, Imachzirna, Shiachalom or Alakos, Havdallah, if you forget in the fourth bracha, don't repeat, because you could say it Alakos later. Mesve, Tavlo, he's good, Vishom, Bitchis, Mesve, Machzirna, so. Hold on, I got another verse that says, if you make a mistake and you don't say Mashu Baruch Hamar Degashem, you got to repeat. Shele Baruch Hashanah Machzirin Oso. If you have St. Thomas of Baruch, you do have to repeat. Oh, it says repeat it. Avdam Lechon Adas, Machzirin Oso, Nishoch Lomar Alakos. And Avdam Lechon Adas, you don't repeat because you can say it Alakos. But here it says you got to repeat. So Lokash Av Yachid B'tzibor, you're Machzirin Oso, we tell you to repeat it if you're B'yachid. But if you're B'tzibor, if you're davening with the Tzibor, then we tell you not to. B'tzibor, my time alone, why not? Yishim Shamma Shalat, you'll hear from the Shle Tzibor. So therefore, you Yotze by St. Thomas of Baruch. By hearing of the Shlati of Yachi, how many Shochel Omer b'Shemei Tefila? Then why did the Brisa say? Because you could say it in Shemei Tefila, and it's Shomei Meshlat Tzibor Yivolei. You say it because you heard it from the Shlati Tzibor. Eli Ibn Yachi, you're right. That's wrong. It's got to be that both of them are talking about cases where it's a yachid. V'lokasha ha'deikar kodesh Shemei Tefila. If you remember before Shemei Tefila, don't repeat because you can say it during Shemei Tefila. Turn the page. Ha'deikar baser Shemei Tefila. And what is it? Remember it only after you said Shema Tefillah, and then it's too late. You can't do anything about it. 2 dots and Chav Tesma Bez on the top. Am Rabbi Tachum, Rabbi Yasam, Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Tav Elohi, Zkar Shol, Rosh Chonosh, Ba'avoda. If you made a mistake, said Rabbi Shuvan Levi, and you did not mention Yalav Yavo in Ritzei, Chozal Avoda, you got to go back to Ritzei. Nizkar Vodah, if you remember in the middle of Modim, Chozal Avoda, go back to Ritzei. Vishim Shalom, if you remember in Sim Shalom, Chozal Avoda, go back to Ritzei. Vim Sayim, but if you finished all of your Shemona, say Chozal Rosh, then you got to start off in the beginning. If you forget Yalav Yavo, and you already took your 3 steps back, you got to start from the beginning. Am Rabbi the son of Rabbi Akbarada says, "How do Amrit Sayim Chol Rosh? When we say that if you finish, you have to go back to the beginning. Lo Amrit Shal Karaglov. That's only if you took 3 steps back. Lo Karaglov Chol Lavoda. But if you did not take 3 steps back yet, then you go back to the beginning where it's Amalei Mina Lachaha. So this is." So we go. They say back. Wait a second. How do you know this? So Rapapa, who was the son of Rachabarada, said, "I heard it from my father, Rachabarada. The Abba Mari Mirav, and he heard it from Rav that if you didn't, it has to do with when you took your 3 steps back." So we say it's the 3 steps back. It all depends on what you're doing with the Elokai Netzor. Are you saying these supplications of Raglom Atachnu Machtuvilaso Chosalavoda? But if you're used to saying supplications. And then you go back to Ritzei because it's still part of your Shemona Esrei. When it says that you don't You go back to Ritzeh if you did not take your tefillah. So that's only if you normally say Elokai Nitzor after your tefillah. But if you don't normally say anything after your tefillah, you don't do Elokai Nitzor, you got to go back to the beginning. If you got to Sim Shalom, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Berech Esma Yisrael B'Shalom, even though you didn't take three steps back, you're not saying any more Tachnunim, you got to start over from the beginning. We paskin like that second statement, and the halacha is the following, that if you got to up until the three steps back, you can go back to Ritzeh. Once you take the three steps back, I've got to go back to the beginning. It's based on the second statement over here of Renach and Yitzchok. Two dots. Rabbi Lozman Rosi Tvilso Keva. If you make your tefillah into a Keva, my Keva, what does that mean, Keva? Amri Yaakov Adim Rabbi Yoshia, Kol Shivilso Doman Lev Kamaso. If your tefillah is like a burden to you, then it's not tachnum, it's not good. Rabbi Aron Kol Mishayin Oam Rabbi Loshin Tachnum. If you don't say it in a language of supplication, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Domei Tavara Kol Shayin Yachol Lachadish Baldover, if you can't be Machadish anything and you can't say anything new in it, that's a bad thing. That's when we say it's a bad thing. I could be machadish something my tefillah, but I'm afraid I might get messed over. And remember, they didn't have sidurim back then, so I'm afraid of doing so. The brothers, Abai and Rechinina, the sons of Oven, they both say, you know what this refers to? The guy that's keva, if he's not davening with the sun rising, he's davening late. Then the mitzvah is to daven with the sun rising, may you be seen with the sun and before the moon for generations, and not just in the morning, but in the evening as well, when the sun is rising, the sun is setting light, but they cursed you in Eretz Yisrael if you davened that late, because you have to worry that maybe you're going to be late. So it's good to daven vasikin, that's great, but if you wait all the way until the end of the day, that might be bad, because your mama's going to mess it up. Rabbi Shom, Ramallah, Malkam, Sakaram, Ispal, Tzvila, Kassar, Mechol, Parshah, Iver. Rabbi Yeshua says, if you're davening in a dangerous place, you do a short tefillah, and b'chol parshas yivra, my parshas yivra, what does it mean, wherever people go? What is that tefillah, the end of that short tefillah that Rabbi Yeshua came up with? Rechisam, remer ukva, b'fil v'shashat misman leim evra k'she oyisha ubra, even at a time when you are filled with evra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so filled with anger, is like a pregnant woman filled with a baby. You call Shechem Levinecha. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow all the needs of Klal Yisrael be in front of you. You might be angry at them, let them be. Even when they're over on the Divrei Torah, you call Shechem Levinecha. All their needs should be in front of you. And that's what we're davening for when we say Parshas Avor, when we're over on Averus, or when you're filled with Evra. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them what they need. Turn Rabbanim. Three lines down in the big line. If you go into a place where there's armies, wild animals, or robbers, you got to daven a short tefillah. Is it tefillah ksara? What is it tefillah ksara? Rabbi Elazar Omer, here's the tefillah. I'll do your will in the heavens above, and give us a nachas ruach down below. Say, do whatever good in your eyes. Similar, but the following. Shema shavas amcha Yisrael. Listen to the cries of your b'nei. So asem meher b'kashasam. Do the b'kashas really quick. Baruch Atah Hashem Shema Tefillah. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzedek Omer. Shema tzakas b'nei Yisrael. Not shavas, but tzakas, the cries out of your people. Is asem meher b'kashasam. Baruch Atah Hashem Shema Tefillah. And acherim omer, our fourth opinion. He says, the needs of your people is where are so many. Their das is so short. So give everybody their panasa, and every single body, everything they're lacking. Those are the four tefillos that we say that if you're sitting in a very dangerous place, that's a tefillah ksara. We pass on like the acherim. Tzorchei amcha yisom ruben. Eliyahu Navi said to Rabbi Yehuda, the brother of Salah Chassidah, Lo tirtach v'lo techeti. If you don't get angry, you won't sin. Lo tir v'lo techeti. If you don't get drunk, you won't sin. Shati Yotzel, when you go on the road, he malach b'konech v'tzeh, discuss it with your creator. And then you can leave my email if it's on it. Konev would say, what does that mean? Discuss with your creator. And Rabbi Yaakov and Rechis says, Zutfil Zedarach, by saying Tfil Zedarach. Remember, Yaakov and Rechis, so call you Zedarach, Tarik, Lis Pal Tfil Zedarach. Anybody who goes on the road, they got to do Tfil Zedarach. My Tfil Zedarach, what is Tfil Zedarach? Yerzom Venecha Hashem Lokai, Shetoli Chenu Shalom, Sazidin Shalom, Sazidin Shalom, Nevir Will of Kadosh Baruch Hu, my God. You should bring me in peace. You should let me step in peace. You should support me in peace. Satan Nikapko Yevo Rebetarach, and you should save me from all enemies and all ambushes on the road. Tishla Broch Masi Adai. You should send a broch on everything I do. You should put me for chen, chesed, rachmim in your eyes, in the eyes of anybody who sees Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemei Tefillah. The Gra switches quite a bit over here, and you know there are different versions of the Tefillah Sederach of what we have, but this is what the Gemara's version is. I'm Rabbi in the very bottom. Rabbi says, Lo'olam, top of Lamed Amanalev, Lish to finish Naite Nafshei Behadi Tziburah. Don't say it in singular. You gotta join yourself in together with the Tzibur. Hechenim, how do you say it? Yerzom v'nech Hashem Elokeinu, Shetoli Cheinu L'Shalom. You should bring us Hamas matzah, he says, when do you do it? Amar Yaakov and Rachis, Mishash and Mahalabi Derech, the time when you're walking on the road, Akama, how far can you do it for? Amar Yaakov and Rachis, Ad Parsa. So there's a big kasha about how to learn Ad Kama and Ad Parsa. What does it mean? So some say that what it means by Ad Parsa means you can say it only after you're a Parsa away from the town. Some say you have to say it before you're a Parsa away from the second town. Some say you got to say it before you leave a Parsa from your town. Either way, the Ad Kama is a little bit of a kasha on how to learn it. Hechi Matzala. How do you daven it, or how do you do it? Rav Chista Omar Meumad. Rav Chista says you got to do it. Rav Chista Omar Afilim. How you do it even while walking? Rav Chista Rav Chista have a kazo boruch. Rav Chista Rav Chista had to be walking on the happened to be walking on the road together. Come Rav Chista, come Atzli. Rav Chista stopped and was davening tefillas aderech. Come Rav Chista l'shamish. My kavod Rav Chista. Rav Chista turned to his shamish. He was blind. He said to him, "What's Rav Chista doing right now?" I'm like, "Call you Atzli." He's standing and davening tefillas aderech. I'm like, "Ukman emle diva Atzli." Okay, you might as well stand me as well, and I'll daven it that way as well. Mios tov, I'll take a row. And, if I could be good, I don't have to be bad. So Rav Shishas himself, he did like Rav Chista, and he did it while standing instead of doing it while walking, even though he held it, you could do it while walking. Okay, we'll stop right there. We're about 10 lines down on Lamed Aleph.